One race to watch tomorrow, mayor of Flint. Incumbent Karen Weaver was chosen Flint's mayor in 2015 during the throes of the water crisis. She promised to clean the water and to restore broken trust in government. This year, she's being challenged by Democratic State Representative Sheldon Neely, who is serving his third and final term in the House. Michigan Radio Steve Carmody is here with us. So, Steve, Mayor Weaver survived a recall vote 2 years ago, and there were just a couple hundred votes between Weaver and Neely in the August primary. What does that tell us about how people in Flint feel about Karen Weaver?
Well, it tells us that Flint remains a very politically divided community between people who are, you know, very supportive of the mayor and a very large faction of the voting population that does not trust either the mayor or the people that she brought to City Hall.
What has the campaign been like? Are people worked up about the race?
The campaign has been relatively low key up until the last few weeks. Mainly, you know, you would see signs in people's yards, but that was really about it. But about 2 to 3 weeks ago, we started seeing Mayor Weaver bringing in high profile supporters like the Reverend Jesse Jackson, Martin Luther King III, and just this past weekend, Greg Mathis, of the star of the Judge Mathis program, to raise the profile of her campaign. And on the other side, Representative Neely, he's been actively working, but at a lower profile level.
But Representative Neely asked the Secretary of State to closely watch Flint's election tomorrow. Why was that?
Back during the August primary, some allegations started coming up that people within the Weaver campaign had been out collecting absentee ballots from people. And there was some question whether all of those ballots made it to the polls, suggesting that possibly they were delivering ballots that supported the mayor, but maybe not ballots that supported one of her opponents. Again, those are allegations at this point. The Weaver campaign says that there's no evidence to support the allegations that have come up, but those allegations have persisted since the August primary.
What kind of response did Representative Neely get from the Secretary of State? Will there be closer monitoring?
As of the time of our conversation right now, I have not heard anything from the Secretary of State to indicate that they will be doing any more closely monitoring of Flint's election.
So what is Karen Weaver's strongest pitch to voters? What successes can she say, look what I've done for you?
Well, as you pointed out, when she came into office, that was at the absolute bottom of Flint's water crisis. And in the 4 years since, the city has seen tens of millions of dollars come in that have helped replace thousands of lead service lines connecting people's homes to city water mains. There's also been a lot of financial investment. Many manufacturing jobs have come into the city. There's now new home construction going on in town. So she can point to progress dealing with the water crisis and also economic development that's happened under her watch.
Do you think people in Flint trust City Hall any more now than under her predecessor, Dane Walling?
Oh, it's one of those things. It's difficult to quantify. I would say people in Flint just don't trust government anyway. You know, whatever progress you could say has been made on the water crisis, the city's water bills are still incredibly high, and that has a negative effect on people in the community and a negative effect on their trust in government. On my way in to the office today, I passed a church with a very long line of cars out in front where people were still picking up cases of bottled water. So while there might be some positive feelings towards the mayor, people generally still don't trust their water and still don't trust City Hall.
What about Representative Neely? What would you say his strongest pitch to voters is?
He has made the water crisis and the city's response to it a major part of his campaign. He's been questioning whether the money that's come in, all of the money that's come in, has gone directly to correcting the problem. And one of the things he's made a major point on is calling for a forensic audit of the city's books to make sure the money has been spent properly. So he's been raising a lot of questions about how the mayor has managed this crisis and has she managed it as well as she claims she has.
And this is the first election, Steve Carmody, after passage of this new state law that lets absentee voting happen without reason. Any sense how that might affect the mayoral race in Flint?
Well, again, the questions that were raised about the absentee ballots back in the August primary is something of a major issue, mainly because we have seen a significant increase in the number of people who've been voting by absentee ballot. We did see that in the August primary. We're seeing more absentee ballots here for the general election. And, you know, we'll see how that all works out. Again, the questions that the anti-Weaver forces have been raising about, you know, who's handling these absentee ballots could become a very important issue if this is a very close vote, which it may very well be.
Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody. As always, Steve, thanks so much.
My pleasure.